This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Wadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Wadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Wadra's company. Mr. Wadra reached ED office in the national capital this morning. The Enforcement Directorate is also conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Kacharyawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupees investor fraud linked to Messrs. PACL. As per the sources, FIR has also been registered against associates of late Nirmal Singh Bhangu for illegally disposing of the properties of the company and its associate entities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Congress is doing vote bank politics over the recently passed Waqf Amendment Act. He accused the Congress of crushing the spirit of the Constitution to stay in power and treating SC, ST, OBC communities as second-class citizens. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a gathering in Yamunanagar, Haryana, yesterday, after launching several development projects on the occasion of birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar.
इतने सालों तक चल रहे वक्त के कानून में आनन फानन संशोधन कर दिया ताकि चुनाव में वोट पा सके। ये कहते हैं कि उन्होंने मुसलमानों के हित में किया। मैं जरा ऐसे सभियों से पूछना चाहता हूं, अगर सच्चे अर्थ से आपके दिल में मुसलमानों के लिए थोड़ी भी हमदर्दी है तो कांग्रेस पार्टी अपने पार्टी के अध्यक्ष मुसलमान को बनाए।
The BJP has urged the West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose to intervene into the Murshidabad violence issue. A petition in this regard was also filed at the Supreme Court by Shashank Shekhar Jha, requesting for a court-monitored investigation incident by the Special Investigation Team. ADG Eastern Command BSF Ravi Gandhi visited Shamshir Ganj of Murshidabad yesterday and held a review meeting with the state DGP Rajiv Kumar and ADG South Bengal Supratim Sarkar. The ADG said BSF and police would jointly work to maintain peace and order in the violence-affected areas. In the similar incidents in the state, Bhangar area of South 24 Parganas district witnessed violent protests against the Waqf Amendment Act yesterday. Police have arrested 8 persons in connection with this incident. In Uttar Pradesh, OPD services have resumed in Lucknow's Lok Bandhu Hospital after last night's fire incidents. Hospital Director Sangeeta Gupta informed that OPD services have been resumed and all OPD doctors are present to attend to the patients.
ये जितने भी पेशेंट अंदर थे सभी को बाहर निकालकर और सरकारी अस्पतालों में भेज दिया गया है। किसी भी तरह की कोई जनहानि नहीं। अभी डिफरेंट वार्ड्स में अलग अलग नंबर था 200 के आसपास। कारण के बारे में बिल्कुल जानने की कोशिश की गई। सभी सकुशल पहुंचा दिए गए हैं। किसी तरह की कोई भी स्थिति कोई जनहानि नहीं हुई है। अभी स्थिति बिल्कुल ठीक है और आग पर भी काबू पा लिया गया।
Over 200 patients, including those in the critical care, were safely shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out on the second floor of the hospital last night. Akashvani Hyderabad Kendra is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee today. The Deccan Radio of the Nizam in erstwhile Hyderabad State had come into the possession of Indian government on the same day in 1950 and came into the Akashvani fold in later days. Director General Akashvani and News Services Division, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore, will be virtually unveiling the Diamond Jubilee pylon on the premises of Akashvani Hyderabad. The U.S. government has frozen the funding of $2.3 billion to Harvard University after the institution rejected Trump administration's demand to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. In response, Harvard President Alan Garber accused the administration of overreach and asserted that no government should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue. In the IPL T20 cricket today, Punjab Kings will host Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.